The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, St. Teresa School. Happy Friday to everybody, and welcome today to the Feast of St. Luke. St. Luke, author of the Gospel who bears his name. St. Luke, my favorite Gospel of all the Gospels. And this morning, I'll try to help you to understand why, okay? First thing to understand about St. Luke is that we know almost nothing about St. Luke. And the reason for that is that St. Luke was so busy telling us who Jesus is, he didn't have any time left to tell us all about himself. I remember once I was at a basketball game, and it came time for the national anthem. And when the anthem was over, people were looking around, looking at each other, thinking, I think that anthem was more about the singer than it was about the country. You know, I wish she cared as much about our country as she cared about proclaiming her own voice. Don't you hate it when people get up and talk and it's all about me, 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 right? Everybody hates that. St. Luke, it's all about Jesus and not about himself at all. And that's why there's only three things we know about St. Luke. It's only three things that we know about St. Luke. First of all, Luke was a doctor. That was his job. When you look through the Gospel of Luke and you hear somebody who's sick, you always hear their sickness described far more completely than any of the other Gospels. That's because Luke was a physician. That was his bread and butter. Second thing you know about St. Luke, Luke was a companion of St. Paul. Question for you this morning. Was Luke one of the 12 apostles? Everybody goes, yeah, Luke was one of the 12 apostles. Answer, no. Luke was not one of the 12 apostles. Luke was a companion of St. Paul, such that when you hear the Gospel of Luke, what you're really hearing is the Gospel of St. Paul. That's where he learned his Christianity. And the third thing we know about St. Luke is that he died a martyr's death, but no one's quite sure where and no one's quite sure how. Some people say it was in Greece. Some people say it was in Rome. Some people say he was crucified. Some people say that he was beheaded. Fact of the matter is, we really don't know. But what's great about St. Luke is his gospel. Let me tell you five things this morning, five things that you find in St. Luke's gospel that you find either better than everywhere else or that you don't find anywhere else at all. Okay, ready? Five things that make me love St. Luke's gospel more than all the others. The first is joy. St. Luke is the gospel of joy. Now, not that the others aren't, but you know, St. Luke's gospel just glows. Luke is the gospel that tells us there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 others who had no need of repentance. Full of joy, gospel of Luke. Here's the second. Luke is the gospel of mercy. Now, don't get me wrong. All the gospels tell us about mercy, but nobody tells us about God's mercy better than Luke tells us about God's mercy. Luke is the gospel that tells us the story of the prodigal son. Best story of mercy in all the Bible. Luke is the gospel that tells us about the Good Samaritan. So, if you ever feel like you need forgiveness and that God will never forgive you, let me recommend that you pick up a gospel of St. Luke and read through it. Third thing about St. Luke is that he tells us about God's love for the church. Now, most people think, I love Jesus, but I don't really love the church all that much. You know what Luke does better than any other gospel does? Luke tells us that Jesus and the church are the same thing. And that comes straight from St. Paul. The church is the body of Christ. In fact, Luke is the only gospel that has a sequel. Did you know that? There's a sequel to the Gospel of Luke, Luke Part 2. It's called Acts of the Apostles, such that what Jesus did in Luke, the church continues in Acts of the Apostles. That's the third thing that's great about the Gospel of Luke. Here's the fourth. Luke tells us about God's love for the poor. Now, the world loves the rich, don't they? Everybody loves the rich. Great big Ferrari, driving a great big Lamborghini, got a great big house, great big swimming pool, great big lot, great big yacht. World loves the rich. God loves the poor. Listen, if you're ever down on your luck, pick up a Gospel of St. Luke and read it. It's the gospel that tells us about the story of Lazarus and the rich man. You ever heard that story before? There was this rich man. He was so rich, he dined on sumptuous meals at his grand table every single meal, and he wore long, flowing robes. And at the gate, on the street, outside his house, was a poor man named Lazarus, and he begged for the scraps that might fall from the rich man's table. But the rich man gave him nothing. And when they both died, Lazarus went to heaven. Rich man went to hell. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with being rich, but Luke tells us that it's dangerous because we can learn to trust in our money instead of trusting in God. That's the fourth thing that's great about Luke. Here's the fifth. Luke's the gospel that tells us about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you like Christmas? If it wasn't for Luke, let me tell you, there'd be no Christmas. I knew I'd get a rise when I asked you that question. I knew it, right? Luke's the only one that tells us about Christmas. Luke's the only one that tells us about Angel Gabriel and the visit to Elizabeth. Luke's the only one that tells us about the Blessed Mother, and that's because they say that Luke personally knew the Blessed Mother, because where else could he have gotten the stories? So let me leave you with a little thought here today on the Feast of St. Luke, just a little thought. And the thought is a question. Where would we be if St. Luke had said no to God? Where would we be? We'd be a lot worse off, wouldn't we? If St. Luke had said no to God, we'd all be a lot worse off. So the question that I want you to ask is this. Where would we be if you say no to God? And the answer is we'd be a lot worse off. Listen, only Luke can do what Luke does, right? You're not going to write a gospel. You're not going to probably become the Pope, probably. Who knows, maybe one of you. But that's okay. Only Luke can do what Luke does. Only you can do what you do. And it's so important that you hear the voice of God in your heart and in your mind and that you say yes. Because when Luke heard God's voice and said yes, we learned all about Jesus. And guess what? When you say yes to God, there's something about God and something about Jesus that we all learn from you too. So it's a real important lesson to remember here on the Feast of St. Luke. Let's ask for his prayers to help us today, shall we? St. Luke, beloved physician, pray for us.